Oh, it's our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. He's returned. How are you doing today, Henry? Yes, lots of water this week. Lots of rain. And that means runoff. The water's not too clean, eh? Well, I've got some stories to read you, Henry, about what's been going on in the Hudson River this week in the news. Read Henry some stories. Henry with a I, not a Y. He's not related to that Henry Hudson guy. That's right. The Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River near Albany have been between 52 and 56 degrees. A little colder than last week, huh? Paul Post reports in the Saratogian that after General Electric spent $2 billion cleaning up some of the polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, that the company previously added to the Hudson River, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is now taking 400 Hudson River floodplain samples. From the 1940s to 1977, General Electric dumped vast quantities of PCBs into the Hudson River from plants in Fort Edward and Hudson Falls. The EPA already has 7,500 samples from 670 properties since 2000. Now the agency wants to test more backwater areas from Fort Edward to Troy. Quote, Julie Stokes of Schuylerville Area Chamber of Commerce said it could be 5 to 15 years before a floodplain cleanup method is agreed to, approved, designed, and implemented, unquote, the story says. For more information about the floodplain study, go to epa.gov/Hudson. You're not going to grow a third eye, are you, Henry, from all those PCBs? I guess that would be offspring, probably, right? That's how it works. Yeah, I shouldn't joke about it. I agree. All right, that was offensive. Well, if you thought that was offensive, Henry, local sewer plants released announcements about their releases into the local Hudson River water sources after heavy rains last weekend. The Village of Catskill Wastewater Treatment Plant on May 7th had 2 hours of release into Catskill Creek, and the City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Plant facility on May 6th had a 5.5 hour release into the Hudson River, and another 4.5 hour release on May 5th. And heavy rains are expected again this weekend. Nowhere to hide, huh, Henry? And New York's Department of Environmental Conservation is currently in the 10th year tracking Hudson River eels. More than 550 volunteers are donning waders and venturing into tributary streams to participate in the DEC's research on migrating juvenile American eels, or Anguilla rostrata. Quote, New York is home to many significant habitat that is critical to the life cycle of many migratory fish species, unquote, said DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos. Quote, the American Eel Research Project is an excellent way to connect students and the community with nature, while gathering research that can be valuable for the future study of this species and its role in our ecosystem. The Hudson River Estuary Program and Hudson River National Estuarine Research Reserve began 10 years ago gathering data from multi-state management plans for eel conservation. Eel collection takes place at most sites daily from early March through mid-May. Now coastal states from Florida to Maine monitor the migrations of American eels. Local eels are born in the Sargasso Sea north of Puerto Rico, and every spring they arrive in estuaries like the Hudson River, as translucent 2-inch-long glass eels. Eels will live in freshwater streams and lakes for up to 30 years before returning to the sea to spawn. All right, Henry, that's this week's Hudson River Stories.